just a minute. You know, Peter likes to put a pun here, but I'm above that. Coming up, it's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from this week's news. Tom, Harvard researchers want to know how tropical lizards are so good at surviving hurricanes. So they tested their storm weathering abilities by doing what?
I saw the picture, you know, and that's what made me read the other. The picture is hilarious. They use leaf blowers.
Yes!
And they show this little lizard. It looks like the Geico gecko. It's like holding on for dear life.
It is hilarious.
It is.
They have this wooden pole, and then they blast these lizards with 100-mile winds from a leaf blower.
I can't wait to get home and tell them, I said, boys, get the leaf blower. We're doing science.
Exactly. Yeah, so the lizard clings to a pole for dear life with its front feet and its back legs and tail are whipping in the winds. It's like Tom Cruise holding on after the door blows off an airplane, except the lizard is taller.
I wanted to see the whole picture. I wanted to see the lab with the three guys with the coats and the clipboards and then the one guy with the leaf blower. You know?
This is basically a bunch of scientists in a lab with nothing to do.
That's no, right.
Well, and they look out the window and then they're like, hey, Sal, come in here and bring the blower.
Adam, the Washington Post reported this week on Chris Crow, an ornithologist who is currently doing what to help preserve a population of cranes?
He is marrying them.
Oh, I'm going to give it to you. Uh-huh. Yeah, he is dating a crane.
Yeah, he's dating a crane.
Yeah. The white-naped crane is a bird that mates for life, but one crane at the Smithsonian Conservation Biology Institute named Walnut is a different story. Every mate with whom she's been paired so far, she murders. Like a character from the musical Chicago, but with less feathers. Chris Crow, who's not a crow, he's a man, has been assigned to Walnut the crane, who is a crane, not a walnut, to keep her happy while a suitable egg daddy is found. But think about this man, Chris Crow. He's so dedicated.
Yeah.
I mean, that takes a special kind of bird lover.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if his human family knows. It's kind of like an episode of The Americans where, you know, he goes to the zoo and by day he's like married to this crane named Walnut, and, who's kind of abusive. And then at night he just goes home and pretends just to be a normal person.
Or it's part of like a wacky 70s sitcom where he's taking the crane out to a restaurant and he forgot he invited his wife and family out to the same restaurant, so he's got to do both dates on both sides of the restaurant.
It's like, oh, honey, I love this boa you just left for me in the bedroom. It's so beautiful.
Boa! Oh, no! Get out of there, honey!
Look, oh, love is it?